Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
If a private organization makes a mistake, does things badly, it will lose money and it will have to go out of business. If a public organization does things badly, and governmental organization does things badly and makes bad mistakes, it will be expanded. It will be expanded because they'll say, well, it's all because we just didn't have enough resources to it. Or else, it will be left to stand, and another organization will be set up to do what it was supposed to do. I have never argued that government initiatives may not be just as good as private initiatives. The problem with government is not in the things it tries, but in the absence of any mechanism for recognizing error. What the private system abounds in is survival of the fittest. What the governmental system abounds in is expansion of the mistakes. And there's no mechanism for eliminating governmental agencies which either have no longer are needed or have behaved perversely. If you try to think back and ask yourself, how many government agencies can you think of that have ever been abolished? I thought you could count those on the fingers of one hand.
Well, that's true.
I'm speechless.
Milton Friedman. Yeah, that's true. The only problem I see is when he said government, it's fine with the things it tries, government, because I think it tries a lot of things it never should try. So that's the only issue I even have with that. I very rarely have an issue with what he says. But yeah, he was right on the money. Government expands its mistakes. This is what it's good at. That's what's so sad about it.
Well, these people are so egotistical anymore. Mm-hmm. Down to your lowest mayor.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
The lowest mayor.
Right.
Down to the lowest mayor. Mm-hmm. They're so egotistical that they won't admit failure or wrongdoing.
Right.
They just won't admit it.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem. Now we have a lot of businesses competing with government. We have partnerships and things. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad to be on the air today. And, of course, you listening. Thank you. Uncle Milty's with me, of course. And it was interesting. I posed the question on a city page, how many parks should a small city pay for? I think I'm serious when I say I think that you would have thought I shot somebody's dog. It was the comments, the hostility. How dare I ask that? How dare I even ask how many parks? Parks are wonderful. Parks are amazing. We should have lots and lots of parks. Oh, okay. Well, they're like $1 million a pop, over a million, and then you have to pay to maintain them for forever. Forever. And we're all paying for that. Is there a certain number of people that go along with a certain number of parks? Because it seems like no one's ever asking the question. And it was interesting. It was interesting, the vitriol. The I got told I like everybody that's white. I don't like anyone else. I hate all other people. What else? I mean, it was bad.
I've actually noticed things like that myself. People right. that don't like parks are also racist.
They're racist. Homophobes.
Yeah.
I got it all last night. Have you ever listened to our show?
No. Oh.
She hates the LGBT and she only likes white people. No, that's actually not true, but okay. It was interesting to me. The comments. So let me just share with you, because this is what's going to happen in every city. Any city you bring up a question like that, and it literally was just a question. It was, how many parks should a small city pay for? And I got a lot of this. All of them. Oh, okay. Well, what if there's 100 parks? And what if the cost behind each park is $1 million? That's an awful lot of money for a small group of people. Let's say 20,000 people. That's a lot of parks. I don't see any overcrowding. I don't see any overcrowding. In fact, I see a lot of parks that are even rarely used. So if there's no overcrowding, we obviously don't have an issue of not having enough. So how many million-dollar parks does a city need before somebody steps up and says, I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't think you should be building all of these, and I don't think we should have to pay for them. I just don't think so. Now, I didn't even go that far. I just said, how many parks should a small city pay for? Oh, my gosh. The comments. We have become such a society that we don't even ask anymore. You know, we don't even ask. The budget went up $25 million. Usually, for a small city, usually the budget goes up like $2 million, $3 million. $25 million in one leap. We don't even ask why. We don't even ask why. We don't even care. Oh, yeah. Keep taxing us into oblivion. It's totally fine. No problem at all. But it was the anger. Everybody said I was complaining. I'm complaining. And I thought, is that a complaint? I thought it was a question. It's a question, actually. It wasn't a complaint. And are we not allowed to complain ever? I guess you're not, because we have to be like head in the sand, happy-go-lucky citizens that just love everything anyone does and just be happy and don't ever ask about it. I guess that's the message overall.
It is. I mean, if you question anything, you're just a mean hater.
You're meanie.
And there's no justification for asking.
I know. You're a terrible person. How dare you? That means that you're condemning the Parks Department, the city, everyone in the city. It was funny because I thought, I'm not condemning anybody. I actually like parks. I go to them once in a while. I have no problem with parks, but... When we start not asking anymore and we start condemning those who do ask, we have a big problem we better be looking at. Huge, huge problem. Well, and I am seeing this go along in other cities too.
When it gets to the point where the people are like that.
Yeah.
And so the majority starts yelling and screaming when the minority says, what's going on here?
Right.
That's called a democracy.
Yeah, right.
And they don't work too good.
Isn't that it was
on a whim.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
It was disturbing. And even some people that at first were just so horrible to me, they started admitting, well, we've never thought about this before. Well, this is kind of an interesting question. I've never thought about it. I don't think people do. I don't think we're trained to do it. I don't think that we even think in those terms. We don't mind the taxes going up all the time. Everybody's got to pay for this stuff. I mean, this is the city allocating your dollars without much talk or anything about it. So,
well, that's an interesting point. You say they don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But who taught them to think about calling you mean when you do ask the question?
I know, right?
Somebody taught them that.
Yeah. Like condemn the messenger.
Condemn the person asking for a responsible answer.
And I didn't couch it in horrible terms, the question. It was just that simple. How many parks should a small city pay for? I swear to you, I thought I killed people's pets. I mean, it was that bad. And the people were so rude that I thought, is there something in my question that is off base? Because this is a question for all taxpayers. This isn't just a question. I mean, this is for anyone anywhere listening. Do you care about how much of your tax dollars are spent, where they're spent? Do you voice those opinions? And And then when city council members say, well, you have to come to the city meeting basically to keep us from making bad decisions, otherwise we get to make bad decisions. I thought, well, wow, why we hired you was to make good decisions, to know that, to know what government should be, you know, the role, proper role of government. And I have to show up to keep you from doing something that you shouldn't be doing. That's the argument.
And then when you do show up, they don't really let you say anything.
No.
Yeah. Okay. You have 30 seconds.
You have 30 seconds. Make it fast. So I hope that we are a society that can, that starts to ask or cares. And as we start to give more and more and more money to government, and we are, and we're being taxed into oblivion every year for some new project or capital project or however they want to couch it, we as a society better start asking why. Because 10 years from now, we're going to be asking the same question. How did we get here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you how we got here is that people don't even ask anymore. They're head in the sand. We don't care. We just want to be happy. So if you don't have a happy thought, go away. Wow.
Well, the real problem will surface when it gets to the point where people notice the money's gone.
Right.
Wait a minute, I can't afford groceries this week, but I'm paying 80% in taxes.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah. It has to hit in the pocketbook,
yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
For instance, you know, and you know, I would have actually appreciated people that answered it and say, wow, I hadn't thought of that. Or, yeah, what is the number? What's the number for parks? And why are we spending so much on them? Do you need a $1 million park, or is it okay to have, say, $100,000 park? I mean, come on.
There has to be some rationale to how money's spent. Like the other day, there was some people out asking for money for to feed the hungry.
Right.
And I said, no, take them to the park.
Take them to the park.
Yeah.
No. Right. Well,
that didn't go over.
That didn't go over well. Probably not.
So we're worried about hungry people at the same time we're spending $1 million on the 22nd park.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that we see that when budgets go sky high, just like St. George, I mean, my gosh, what was it? 100 and how many million? 60 million? 90 million? Oh, good heavens. When the budgets go that high, when you have plaques in restaurants that honor certain Congress or certain city council people for getting the business there, don't you kind of wonder what happened to get that, to get them there? When we have public-private partnerships, when we have all these things, that should bother all of us as taxpayers. It really should, and it's not personal against a certain city person. It is the whole of government, local government, making all these decisions and doing all these things. And when the people don't ask, they'll do whatever they want to do. They can justify anything for the good of the people.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole point. They can just keep saying, well, it's for the good. I mean, who hates a park, you puppy kicker? Everybody likes parks. So it's for the good. It's for the good of the people. We can never have too many. That's what I kept hearing.
I didn't realize how elitist our government has become until today. Mm. I was driving down the street and I saw this Nevada license plate and it actually said state senator.
Really? You're kidding me.
Nevada license plate said state senator. Not a personal plate. This is an official government plate.
Oh my
state
gosh.
Senator.
What?
Why do they? What? Who do they think they are?
I don't know. I don't know. You think they would be serving the people? Not so much. Not so much.
Bow down.
Yeah.
State senator coming through.
You know, it was funny. I read a story about a man who stole a St. George City truck. I thought, if it were me, I'd probably steal a vet. I don't know if I'd steal a St. George City truck. Anyway, I mean, nothing against St. George City. Why would you steal a utility truck? Anyway, I thought it was just kind of funny. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I want to talk about business. I want to talk about local business. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There ain't no man can't save me. There ain't no man can't enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in. There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear. Cause I got only love to share.
If you're looking for truth and proof, you'll find it there.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. So glad you are. Go to katedalyradio.com. Here on a Tuesday with Uncle Milty and you, and I'm glad that you're tuning in. I really am. I think seeing these programs for what they are and sort of understanding a little bit more about how things are funded is a really important part of being a citizen. I mean, you're being taxed for it. You're paying for it. I would think you'd want to know why. Before we go there, make sure that you call ABC if you get in an accident. Like I said, they fixed my car and they did such a beautiful job. You know, these guys are highly talented. They know what they're doing. They've got some of the best in the whole area working there, and they really do care about you. In fact, they'll be in great communication with you. They'll even come to your home to assess your vehicle. You don't even have to bring it to them. Isn't that great? ABC Auto Body Central, and make sure that you are either giving them a call. If you get in an accident, you can choose your provider. They're the ones to choose for sure. 817-0949, 817-0949. They can fix anything cosmetic, repaint your car, whatever you need them to do. St. George Body Shop.com. St. George Body Shop.com. So easy to remember, ABC. And we seem to have a lot of accidents lately. Holy cow. So in this local hour, there's so many things on my mind that I want to talk about. But one of them, just because we were just talking about how money's being spent and people just don't realize, they like the rec center in Hurricane. Okay. Mm-hmm. They think that, well, we get a rec center. Isn't that great? And they don't really think about what they're actually paying for or how that will increase or where the money goes. And so this is by way of Richard. So thank you, Richard. So every home in the city will be subject to yet another property tax, an increase of $54.62 per $100,000 in assessed value. A $200,000 home will pay an additional $109, just over $109. $300,000 home, $163. $400,000 home, over $200 in extra money that's going to come out for property tax. And this comes right on the heels of another 0.25% increase in the county's sales tax rate. So this property tax will increase, will continue for 20 years. 20 years, the life of the bond.
That's incorrect. It will last forever. Because in 20 years, they're going to have to rebuild the rec center.
No, you're right. You're right. No, you're exactly right. I'm glad you pointed that out. The amount each home is assessed will decrease over time as the new homes are built in this area. And if the economy slips into another recession, new home growth will certainly be slow. Even though your property tax will increase, you'll still have to pay $40 a month to get a family pass to get into the rec center. And, you know, a Hurricane family with a $250,000 home would have to pay $616 every year to use the rec center. That's $136 in taxes and $480 for the pass. Non-residents will pay $50 a month for a pass, which is $600 a year. And then, of course, you know, and then, well, anyway, the resident family will pay more to use the rec center than the non-resident because they're also paying the fees. Plus, they get gouged twice.
Right.
Okay. The rec center is expected to bring in $1.2 million in annual revenue, but it will cost $1.6 million to operate and maintain. Do you see the problem there? $1.2 million brings in. Spend $1.6 million to operate and maintain, leaving a budget deficit of $421,000 every single year that your taxes will absorb. Where do you think the money's going to come from? So the city's fact sheet says operational deficits will be funded in the same way that recreation department funding has traditionally been handled. That's vague, and I agree. That's really vague. Operational deficits will be funded in the same way that recreational department funding has traditionally been handled. Well, okie dokie. So just, citizen, don't even worry about it. We got you covered. So will the city council have to increase the city sales tax to pay that $421,000 a year deficit? Because they're going in the hole.
Well, you know, they did say that if they shut down the city pool, the current city pool, that will give them an extra $281,000 a year to go towards this deficit.
But they're still in a deficit.
Well, yeah, but they also won't shut down the city pool.
right.
That's nonsense. They're not going to shut down the city pool.
Right. So this is the kind of, I love that he outlined this. I love that he put it out there on just for public consumption to say, look, this is what you're about to stick it to yourself with. Like you're about to make this happen and you're taxing yourselves. You're taxing yourself. Anyway, but we do this all the time, and we don't. There's something so illogical about this, about taxing yourself. I mean, I can't imagine people not asking these questions, and then of course you've got the rec center dangling on a string in front of people like a big old carrot. See, you want this. Well, why?
But there was some hope in this.
Really?
The city councilman Kevin Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. He had a constitutional moment.
He changed his vote. Mm-hmm. He said, "What am I doing here?
I'm taking money from people to pay for this, and everyone will have to pay for it." So no one gets to opt out of this.
No.
And nobody gets to opt out. Whether you are going to join this or not, you'll pay for this in property tax. Pretty hefty amount, by the way.
And he said to himself, do I have the right to take money from one group of people and give it to another
exactly.
for this?
Exactly. And we were cheering him on. Do you remember that yep. Friday? I'll never forget it because I thought, this is so rare to have a constitutional moment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hi
there.
Your correspondent behind enemy lines in FEMA Region 9.
In California. Thank you. Daniel, how are you?
Yes, I'm great.
How are you doing? Good.
Hey, I get to call on a two Milty day. We got Uncle Milty and Milty Friedman.
Yeah, I love it. There you go.
Two for the price of one.
There you go. Go,
hey, great.
Go for it.
You know, I like your question about the parks, mm-hmm. and the only thing is I would have worded it differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you
I would have said under what moral principle may extortion be used to pay for the parks?
I would have been accused of even more gaslighting. Oh, my gosh.
No, but you can take it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem with it. It just was astounding.
I take it all the time because that's one of my principles as to why government itself is immoral.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get grapes from a thorn bush. So if you have an immoral operation, you're going to get immorality out of it.
Ooh. Ouch, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, nobody seems to matter. It doesn't seem to matter. It's funny because I would expect that if they weren't being gouged continuously, all of us are. But everyone is getting gouged and they're still not thinking about it or worrying about it or even bringing it up or demonizing those that do ask about it. That's kind of strange because they have to pay for it.
Yeah, but look who educates us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
only,
true.
Only a few of us can break out of the Edward Bernays Joseph Goebbels' plan of education, where we're told that, you know, everything's the opposite of what it really is.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You know, and anything government does is, you know, it's for the children, you know.
Right.
We got to do this. Otherwise, we'll have anarchy, we'll have fighting mm-hmm. in the streets and
sure.
no roads and no water.
Right.
And that's what the false choice they give us.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Thank you. I love it, Daniel. Thanks for chiming in.
I thought I'd cheer you up with
well,
that
thank
question
you.
Because it really, once you think about it, everything government does is funded by extortion.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you chimed in.
How's your escape plan going?
Oh, yeah. How's your escape plan going? Is it?
I'm escaping in place.
Ah, okay.
You know, I try to stay under the radar. You know, so far I haven't been in a re-education camp.
Well, that's good.
So, and I'm still on the green side of the grass. So as long as I'm alive and
right.
and not incarcerated,
that's great.
I'm fine.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it. That was great. You know, it's you know, we were just talking about his escape plan to get out of there. You know, it's all becoming the same, and that's the whole point.
There's nowhere to escape
this
to.
I mean, I thought I lived in a really conservative area. It's a conservative area that nobody even asks where the money's being spent. That's a...
Because they're conservative
that's what
in their
in
mind
yeah.
morally.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't go conservative right. anywhere else.
It's just morally, like on abortion and things, but not to anything else. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kate.
Hi there. Hi there.
I had to tell you, we had a rec center in two towns away from me.
Mm-hmm.
They built it. Obviously, the county built it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody went to it. It was insane. They actually had to put together basketball clubs, and they had to put together all different kinds of things to try to promote people to come into it. Right now, it's an empty building, just sitting there, wasting time and wasting money. Every time the government builds something, I don't understand it. They cannot make things make money.
Right.
They always lose money. Why can't a private company go in there and build it? I belong to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
$117 a month for me and my wife to go there.
Right.
You got everything in there, and it's beautiful, and it's well-kept. And they make a profit because they've been open for almost 15, 20 years. I don't even know how long. It's been a while.
Yeah, right.
It just makes no sense
to me. And they do it differently.
Let a company build it, mm-hmm. not a government.
Thank you for that. It goes to our opening clip with Milton.
I'm going to tell you something, too, real quick.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to see Alex Newman live on November 2nd in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Alex is fantastic. Good job. Thank you.
Yeah, let he's coming to our JVS that's a JVS event.
That's great.
Hosted by my chapter. So
that is great. Yeah, let us know how that – let us know. Call up and let us know how that went. I'd love to hear.
I will definitely do so.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Yeah, we need to wake up a little bit, I think, as citizens and say, you know, why is the city partnering with a private group to do scooters? Why are we not asking how many parks we should have? Why are we doing all these things that we're doing? There's so many of them. And now Santa Clara wants the scooters. They want to partner with the same group bringing in Agenda 21.
And yet, as we look around, mm-hmm. people seem more unhappy than ever.
Yeah, why is that?
Why because all of these things don't make you happy.
Right, right.
That's why.
Yeah. And I, you know, nobody loves a beautiful community more than me. Nobody, I even like the parks, to tell you the truth. I even like the parks. But when parks people come to me and say, why aren't we harnessing this a little bit? Why do they green light every single $1 million park? What is going on here? When I have parks people come to me and say things like that from all kinds of different cities, there's a problem. We have a distinct problem, don't we? And that is people being a little afraid to put that out there because we like to jump on everybody and say, you're not allowed to complain. Look around you. It's beautiful, so don't complain. I don't want the beauty of my city. I don't want to have to pay such a price for that I can't afford the things that I work hard for. That's not worth it to me. And so if we're going to say it's all for the beauty of the city, it's all for the beauty of our neighborhood and tourism, I'm sorry, but that's not a good seller to me because I'm losing more and more money to taxation and I don't have much to show for it. I am going to ask questions. I mean, you can act like I shot your dog, but I am going to ask questions. Sorry.
Well, there are lots of cities that have already been through this that you can move to mm-hmm. if that's the kind of city you want to live in. You know, our city grew when it wasn't like that.
I know.
You know.
People don't want to have to understand that. I think we have just such a a liking for socialism projects and I don't think we want to say we're socialists. We don't want to admit that. And it doesn't matter what city you're listening to this show from. I know you can identify with this because you look around and you're trying to sound the alarm bell. Oh my gosh, you guys, we're getting awfully socialist here. But if you're the guy saying that, you're the messenger. You're the messenger, and people will jump to condemn. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fine taking it, but I just think, wow, where's the city council people? Why aren't people speaking out a little bit more? There's usually a reason. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.